Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. In order to attract more businesses and jobs to Michigan, Michigan state government needs to do much more than just cut taxes, has occurred in more than 20 other states over the past 2 years. The state needs to do much better than its recent grade of C- for infrastructure. Another significant issue is the affordability and reliability of Michigan's electric energy. The state of Michigan pretends that it has competition in supplying electricity to customers. In reality, choices are limited. 15 years ago, state government enacted a law that gave DTE and Consumers Energy a monopoly of over 90% of retail electrical customers in the Lower Peninsula, and similar monopoly rights to the Upper Peninsula Power Company and Upper Michigan Energy Resources in the Upper Peninsula. Since the cap of 10% of retail electricity customers who could patronize other providers was quickly filled, the rest of Michigan residents have no choice. According to a Michigan state government report 2 years ago, more than 5,700 retail customers were enrolled with competitors, leaving more than 6,400 other customers on a waiting list. The same report also predicted that if full competition were allowed, 25% of customers in the consumer energy market would choose another provider. The reasons for the demand for competition are obvious. Since the state government limited competition, Michigan retail customer prices have consistently exceeded the national average and the average paid in other Great Lakes states. Currently, Michigan's rates are 13% above the average of the other Great Lakes states and 16% above the U.S. average. Higher prices don't mean better reliability. The latest Eaton Blackout Tracker, reporting the number of electricity outages from 2008 to 2017, showed that Michigan, the 10th most populous state in the nation, had the 4th highest number of blackouts. Even worse, on a per capita basis among the 20 most populous states, Michigan had the highest per capita power outage rate. Free competition has a track record of improving quality of goods and services while holding down prices. Michigan residents deserve freer electricity competition. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.